shall be able to do something for your friend, sir. What is your particular line, Mr. Harris?
I am an accountant.
Oh, yes. We shall want something of that sort. And you, Mr. Price?
A clerk, sir.
Well, I have every hope that the company may accommodate you. I will let you know about it as soon as we come to any conclusion. Now, I beg that you will go. For God's sake, leave me to myself.
I'm sorry you're unwell, Mr. Pinner, but may I remind you that I'm here by appointment to receive some instructions from you.
Oh, certainly. Certainly, I have not forgotten.
If you will excuse me, I must just go into the other room for a moment or two. You may wait here, and there is no reason why your friends should not wait with you. I will be entirely at your service in a few minutes, if I might trespass on your patience. Thank you.
What now? Is he giving us the slip?
Impossible.
Why so?
That door leads only to an inner room.
Yes, there is no exit.
None.
Is it furnished?
Oh, it was empty yesterday.
What on earth can he be doing? Well, there's something which I don't understand in this matter. If ever a man is three parts mad with terror, that man's name is Pinner. What do you think, Watson? Mm-hmm.
Medically speaking, I'd say he was on the edge of a breakdown.
So what brought it on?
He suspects that we are detectives.
That's it.
No, no, that is not it. He did not turn pale when he saw us. He was pale when we entered the room. Something happened before we came in. Something changed him.
What's that? Why is he knocking at the door?
Dear God! The door's barred! Let him break it down! Hurry! Hurry! Now then! One, two, three!
Empty. There's no one in here.
There's another door in the corner.
That's only a cupboard.
Let us see.
Mr. Yeah. Pinnard.
He's hanged himself.
Here. I'll hold him up.
Right.
Take the weight. Now, you unhook him. Right. That's it. Bring him across here and lay him on the floor. Is he dead?
Not yet. He used his braces as the rope. The elastic has cut into his neck. I can't untie the knot.
Here's my knife.
Oh, good. There. Let me see. Yes. He's still breathing.
Yeah.
Pulse is faint, but it's there. Mm. Open the window. Is there any water in here, Pycroft?
There's a carafe in the other room.
Bring it, will you?
Why did he do it? Why? To hang oneself on impulse.
He's very weak. Here you are, Doctor.
Ah, good.
Now, try and swallow some of this. That's it. That'll do. Now, lie back. Lie still. Whew. Funny thing. But he'll live. Now, give me a coat, Pycroft. I'll cover him up.
Here you are.
I suppose we ought to call the police in now. Yeah, I must confess, I'd like to give them a complete case when they come.
It's a blessed mystery to me. Whatever he wanted to bring me all the way up here for, and then...
Pooh, all that's clear enough. And it's not just a question of he. There are two of them.
But it was established that the two Pinners were the one man.
Yes, but not acting alone. I think that's fairly obvious, don't you?
Well, I must confess, I'm out of my depths.
Oh, surely, if you consider the events at first, they can only point to one conclusion.
What do you make of them?
Well, the whole thing hinges on two points. The first is the making of Pycroft write a declaration by which he entered the services of this preposterous company. Do you not see how very suggestive that is?
No, I'm afraid that I missed the point.
Why did they want him to do it?
Not as a business matter. These arrangements are usually verbal, and there's no earthly reason why this should be an exception.
Oh, I don't follow.
Don't you see, my young friend, that they were anxious to obtain a specimen of your handwriting and had no other way of doing it?
But why?
Quite so. Why? When we answer that, we have made some progress with our little problem. Why? There can be only one adequate reason. Someone wanted to learn to imitate your writing and had to procure a specimen of it first. And now, if we pass on to the second point, we find that each throws a light upon the other. That point is the request made by Pinner that you should not resign your place, which would leave the manager of Mawson's in full expectation that a Mr. Hall Pycroft, whom we'd never seen, was about to enter the office on Monday morning.
My God! What a blind beetle I have been!
Now you see the point about the handwriting. Suppose that someone turns up in your place who writes a completely different hand from that in which you'd applied for the vacancy. Of course, the game would have been up. But, in the interval, someone learned to imitate you, and his position was therefore secure. I presume that nobody in that office had set eyes upon you.
No, I know no one who...